From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama says the United States and Ethiopia are strong partners on many issues, but he's urging the Ethiopian government to allow journalists and opposition parties to operate more freely. Speaking from Addis Ababa, Mr. Obama praised Ethiopia's economic record and said,
"But in the past 15 years, Ethiopia has lifted millions of people out of poverty. We're working closely together to improve food security, to help farmers plant drought-resistant and higher-yield crops. We're building resilience to climate change. Fewer people are suffering needlessly from preventable diseases like malaria. More children are getting an education."
Tomorrow, Mr. Obama visits the African Union's headquarters in Addis Ababa after spending Monday focused on Ethiopia and South Sudan. The U.S. said Monday it is working with Turkey on an attack plan to clear Islamic State insurgents from northern Syria, even as Ankara says it is pressing ahead with strikes on Kurdish militants. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Syrian Kurdish forces of the PYD, fighting Islamic State militants, say Turkish tanks shelled villages west of the Syrian town of Kobani late Sunday. A Turkish foreign ministry statement denied the attacks. Turkish political columnist Semi Idiz says, if true, the situation is damaging for Ankara.
It would be dire because, you know, the Syrian Kurds currently are allies to Turkey's Western allies. You know, people would start questioning what Turkey's priorities are here.
The PYD has in the past inflicted a series of defeats on Islamic State, capturing large swathes of territory along Turkey's border. But Ankara accuses the PYD of being affiliated with the PKK, a group of Turkish Kurds that have been fighting the Turkish state for decades. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
And this is VOA News. A terror attack in India's Punjab state has left at least 10 people dead and prompted authorities to increase security along the border with Pakistan. Officials say 3 to 4 heavily armed men dressed in army fatigues first fired on a bus from a stolen car, then headed to a police complex in the town of Dinanagar, opening fire as they stormed the buildings. Commandos and police reinforcements rushed to the scene, engaging in a nearly 12-hour-long gun battle that killed the attackers. Officials say security forces have now searched the building. Separately, investigators say 5 bombs were found on railroad tracks between Dinagar and Pathankot, a town with a heavy army presence, suggesting more attacks had been planned. The U.S. special envoy to the 6-party talks on North Korea's controversial nuclear program is meeting this week with officials in South Korea, China, and Japan to discuss restarting the long-stalled negotiations with Pyongyang to end its nuclear program. VOA's Brian Padden reports from Seoul. This is the first such high-level diplomatic visit to the region since the Iran nuclear agreement was announced.
In Seoul Monday, Sidney Seiler, the U.S. special envoy for the 6-party talk, said the U.S. is ready to negotiate a deal with Pyongyang as it had recently worked with Iran to limit its nuclear capabilities in exchange for sanctions relief.
The recent progress in our efforts at denuclearization with Iran provides an excellent example of the U.S. flexibility and willingness to engage with countries with whom we've had long-standing differences.
Washington continues to demand Pyongyang take actions to halt its nuclear development before any new talks can begin. Brian Padden, VOA News, Seoul.
The death toll is now at 18 after Sunday's bombing of the Jazeera Palace Hotel in Mogadishu by militant group al-Shabaab. 5 more deaths were reported Monday, including that of a Chinese embassy staff member who was injured in the powerful truck bomb blast. Ambulance services say searchers also pulled 4 more bodies from the rubble of the partially destroyed hotel. World markets tumbled Monday after the main Chinese stock market suffered its biggest plunge in 8 years. The Shanghai Composite Index lost 8.5%. while the CSI 300 index of the largest listed companies in Shanghai and Shenzhen shed 8.6%. The Chinese government's dramatic efforts to prop up the mainland's falling stock markets has now suffered a serious setback. And Boston's bid to host the 2024 Olympics is over. A person familiar with the details says that the U.S. Olympic Committee has severed ties with Boston. The person spoke on condition of anonymity because the decision had not been yet made public. The bid soured quickly because of poor communication, low public support, and an active opposition group in Boston. Not happy. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.